Morning, everyone. It's been a few weeks. It's good to be back here at First Parish, and wanted to just remind you of the upcoming schedule here. So tonight at 7 o'clock in the chapel, we'll have our midweek service, and we have a few more of those. They end on August 30th, so this will be four remaining of those. And of course, just a reminder, Sunday we have one service at 10 o'clock in the sanctuary, and we'll be wrapping that up again on August 27th. So we have a few more Sundays. And then on September 3rd, which is Labor Day weekend, we go back to 9:30 and 11 o'clock respectively, and we'll keep reminding you of those things. This morning, in preparation for tonight's message from Daniel, Pastor Rich touched on the book of Daniel chapter 1 and the first part of chapter 2, I believe, this past Sunday. So I will be also speaking on that theme of Daniel. And the book of Daniel has some interesting themes, and I share this kind of just as a warm-up for this evening and to give you some ideas of why you might want to read the book of Daniel. Daniel's divided into two parts, really. The first six chapters are primarily narrative, and then chapters 7 through 12 are more heavy on the prophetic side, although there are prophecies in chapters 2 and also chapter 4 and a little bit 5. So anyway, let me just give you an idea or a rundown. So chapter 1 is where Daniel and his three friends are essentially kidnapped. We have the fall of Israel, and people are taken to Babylon as captives. And not only are they kidnapped, but chapter 1 deals a lot with the identity issues that they go through. Having to lose their homes and their families, their nation, their place, even their names. And the challenge of living for God and keeping their faith with all the demands that are being placed on them. Chapter 2 is the famous vision of the statue, the dream of the statue that the king has, the golden statue, and so on. Chapter 3 is the fiery furnace and the testing of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, because they are told they must worship the false god of this statue, and they refuse to do so. Chapter 4, Nebuchadnezzar falls because of his pride, and the kingdom is taken from him for 7 years. Chapter 5, we get the saying, the writings on the wall from this chapter. That's something that happened 2,600 years ago. And that saying remains today, the writings on the wall. The king is told that he's found wanting in God's eyes and that he is going to lose the kingdom, and he loses the kingdom that very night. Chapter 6 of Daniel is the lion's den. Now Daniel's faith is again tested, where he is told he can't pray for 30 days to anyone but the king, and of course, Daniel prays to only one king, the King of Kings, Jehovah God. And so because he disobeys the king, he must be thrown in a lion's den, and God, of course, spares him. So that's the first six chapters. Chapters 7 through 12 are more prophetic. Chapter 7, the vision of the four beasts, which represent kingdoms that will come, not unlike the statue of chapter 2. In chapter 8, the vision of the ram and the goat, a vision dealing with Media Persia and Greece and Alexander the Great. Chapter 9, Daniel offers a great prayer to God concerning his people. And then verses 24 through 27, the very popular 70 weeks that God has determined on the people of Israel. Parallels Revelation and other places in the Bible, Ezekiel and Jeremiah. And we are still waiting for that 70th week of Daniel to be fulfilled. So great prophecy there. chapter 10, there's a vision of perhaps the pre-incarnate Christ. And chapter 11, details of the wars between the South and the North nations from around 300 to 150 BC. Just quickly, when Alexander the Great died, his four generals divided the kingdom, and two of them, Ptolemy and Seleucus, ended up being locked in battle and their offspring, if you will, for around 100, 150 years until the rise of Rome. And so chapter 11 deals a lot with that. And then chapter 12 just really talks about the end of the prophecy being sealed and talking about the final judgment in the first few verses, the judgment of those who believe, who are resurrected to life, and the judgment against those who do not believe, and the resurrection to damnation. Obviously, we want to know Christ and be a part of those who are raised to everlasting life. So we'll touch on this again tonight in the chapel service. I hope that whets your appetite. I look forward to seeing all of you tonight and, of course, on Sunday. God bless you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the book of Daniel. And may we be encouraged to study your prophecy in this great book. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless all of you and have a great day. Bye now.